Hey, we got Todd on from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. How you doing, Todd?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing pretty good. I wanted to talk to you about several things today. Let's start with muzzle loading season, though. Black powder season is upon us, and I know that a lot of folks come to Wilderness Sports because you guys know what you're talking about, and you can set folks up from anything from a full new rifle to just the individual pieces that they need with their existing black powder rifle. So what have you been selling lately?
A lot of the Staples guys realize that they're running a little low on powder, or the old traditional guys that are looking for percussion caps, number 10s, number 11s. We have both patches, Rhone Ball, primers, the pellets. Some guys don't like to measure their own powder. We have the loose powder and we have the pellets. So we do try to have as much on hand as we possibly can.
Let's talk a little bit about the old school traditional style muzzle loader versus the new inline style, and how much have those taken over the market?
Tremendously. I mean, number one, first and foremost, the old ones were great until it was time to clean them and put them away. Lots of work, and if you don't do it right, you take it out next year and it's rusty and parts are welded together. The powder was highly corrosive. And with the new inlines and the new newer powders like the 777s and the Pirate X, they're nowhere near as corrosive. Doesn't mean you can take a vacation when it comes time to cleaning them. You still need to put in the time. But the new inlines, especially some of them, they have the speed breech where you don't even need a tool to take the breech plug out. You spin it out by hand and run your ramrod through it with your cleaning, and you're done. In a matter of 10 minutes, you can have a muzzleloader clean and put away for the year.
Now, you mentioned the Pyrodex pellets, and just so folks understand, I mean, these are pre-measured pellets that you can decide how many you want to put in your inline black powder rifle. It makes things a lot easier because all the measuring is done for you at that point. But let's talk about the effectiveness of these rifles, distance-wise, and the types of bullets that they shoot compared to the old-school round-ball type black powder rifles.
Sure. If you're going with some of the newer technology, they've got ballistic arrow tip bullets that obviously cut down on drag and increase the flatness of the trajectory, and so you're able to reach out to distances that were unheard of with your traditional style muzzle loaders.
And how far are we talking?
I've never taken anything outside of, 60 yards, but I know some guys that are sighting these things in for 150 yards.
Mm.
I've never tried it, and I'm sure there's other guys out there stretching the limits just to see what they're capable of.
Well, stay tuned for Todd's estimation on how this deer season has shaped up this year based on his own experience and what he's been hearing from customers coming into Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. So stay tuned for part two later this hour, right here on The Outdoor Show.